Good evening, everyone. It's great to be with you tonight, it really is. And I said to Louise, I don't know how many, because how many people are going to come so for refreshments. Thank you, they were brilliant, okay? And I said, I don't know, we might have 5 people or we might have 155. Right? But I want to say, you know, thanks to all who've come out from, from Birkenhead. And thanks, it's great to be here with our friends from West Kirby. And I want to say again, as I say every time, we never, ever take for granted your kindness to us and all the support that you've given us. And there's lots of things we have to do in the church that that's down to your support. So as a church from Birkenhead, don't we say thank you to our friends from West Kirby. Thank you. Okay, Ray, can you chuck your watch over? Because I know I'm restricted by time tonight. And thank you. Okay, so the theme tonight is testimonies, people giving testimonies. Now, testimonies can be like what Ray's was, going back to when he first gave his life to Jesus, and also what our friends from West Kirby as well, that God is doing things in our lives all the time, isn't he? All the time, God is at work in our lives, and it's good to be able to share testimony. I love hearing testimonies. I love hearing how people came to the Lord. Do you belong to Jesus tonight? Yeah? And you know, we are all... I love the verse where we see where God has adopted us into his family. We're one family tonight. That's what Ray was saying, you know, not just our particular fellowship and West Kirby, but we belong to the one family of God. And all of us here tonight who know and love the Lord Jesus, our Savior, we've all come from different places. We've all come different routes, down different roads, different backgrounds. But wherever we've come from, whichever route we've come, we've arrived at the same, but we are all confronted by the cross of Jesus Christ. And we all entered into God's family through the cross. We cannot bypass the one way to God, which is through Jesus Christ. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me. And that means every one of us have a testimony to share. And one of the things I've come to realize is people don't realize how powerful testimonies are. Now, in our church, we have lots of people who come from backgrounds of drugs and alcohol and such like. And then there are other people who say, because of that, they say, I haven't got a testimony. It's almost like an apology. I'm afraid I've never been on drugs. I've never done been an alcoholic and things like that. Right? We all have a very powerful testimony to share. I did many years of youth work, and the young people, because particularly ones that came to know the Lord when they were, we had a lot who at that time who came to know the Lord when they were about 13, and they said, you know, they heard all these people giving their testimony and say, you know, little 12, 13-year-olds, oh, I've never done drugs. I say, look, your testimony is the greatest one of all, that God has kept you from going through down that road. You know, Ray, you know, was homeless. I've never been homeless, and I don't feel, oh, you know, I'm sorry I've never been homeless. Praise God for what God's done in Ray's life. Ray was a police officer, and his life just went downhill, as any life can crash like that. But God has picked them up again, and here's a testimony to share. And young people, you have a powerful testimony to. If you've been a Christian for as long as I have, and some of you have been Christian longer than what I have, you have a testimony to share. And testimonies are very powerful. Now, I'm going to stick closely to me notes, okay? I'm just going to share what I feel is on my heart. Because, you know, Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. But Peter says in 1 Peter 3:15, says, always be prepared, always be ready to give to a reason for the hope that you have. But do it with gentleness and respect. So you don't go to someone and say, this is what God's done for me, and if you don't give your life to Jesus, you're going to go to hell and burn in hell, boy, right? No. It's about sharing what Jesus has done in your life. We all have a powerful testimony to share, whether it is how you came to know the Lord, or whether it is about what God did for you this morning, or how God spoke to you this morning. And all these will make impact on people who we want to reach. Now, always be prepared to give a reason. I don't know about you, but sometimes the opportunities come at the least expected times and the least expected places. How many have ever been asked to, about why you believe or question, however they word it, and it's been the least expected time? Just, you know, why are you a Christian? What do you believe? You know, I wouldn't mind, you know, hazarding a guess that a lot of us have. Right? I remember one time when I was, we had a friend's funeral, wedding. We had a friend's wedding, and we were having our dinner, you know, the meals being served, and we were placed on a table where we didn't know anyone, and everyone said, oh, I'm so-and-so, I do this, I'm so-and-so, and of course it came to my turn, right? Oh, I'm Mike, I'm a church pastor. Suddenly the conversation stops dead, right? Okay. And I'm sorry for what I said before. no, they didn't, right? But then the question started. I couldn't even eat my dinner because they were arguing with me, you know, saying, yeah, but why, you know, the old questions, why is there, if there's a God of love, why is there so much suffering and things like this? But it gives you the opportunity to share the gospel. Now, people say to me, What people have done tonight, to stand up in front and share testimony, is a terrifying thing, right? It's not a case of being frightened of sharing your testimony. It's about speaking out in public. And I can understand that. The very first time I'd been a Christian, from no church background, for about a month, when Paul Epton, who's the pastor of the World Christian Center, took me to a youth group where he was speaking in Southport, a big youth group. He was late, as he usually is, whizzing down the road. And we got there, out the car, into the building. He says, oh, by the way, Mike, he said, I want to share your testimony tonight. And he shot one way, and I went the other way. Well, I went to the back of the church. My legs were like jelly. I was terrified. I'd never spoken in public before. I hated speaking in public. And he called me forward. I was 22. He says, young man, just given his life to the Lord, from no church background. He's going to come and give his testimony. Everyone clap, clap, clap. I walked down like this, you know, kind of bandy leg because of how I got there. The pulpit was one of these right up in the sky ones, you know, and you had to climb up these stairs to get to the pulpit. How I got up there, I don't know. And then you look down at these sea of faces looking up at it like this. Anyway, I shared my testimony for the first time. That was on the Friday night, the youth club. On the Sunday morning, back in the centre, without any warning whatsoever, Paul Upton said, Mike did a great job of giving his testimony for the first time ever, so we're asking him to come and give it here now as well. No warning whatsoever. Always be prepared to give a reason for the hope that you have. All I could say, could I give theology? Could I give this or the other? Absolutely not. I just said, look, my life was in a mess. You know, and someone told me, I was in the States, in America, someone told me the gospel, and I gave my life to Jesus, and I now have a peace that I've never, ever had before. I didn't know anymore, right? As a result of that, people came to me, and they said, that peace that you've said you're searching, that you've found, I said, I'm searching for that, right? It was just a simple statement I gave, and yet it had an impact on people. And that's why I'm a great believer in the power of testimonies. If you read through the book of Acts, Paul time and time again gave his testimony. He spoke about how he was on going to Damascus to arrest the Christians and to have them arrested and to thrown into prison. He said that he would give his vote against them and they'd be put to death because of the vote that he cast against them. He said, I'm very struck by the word in the book of Acts where it says, Paul was breathing out murderous threats. And I picture him like a dragon with fire coming out of his mouth. He hated the Christians. and he's going to persecute them. And he didn't hold back. He said, I was a persecutor of the Christians. And then he said, I was on the road to Damascus, and the light came. He told his story and how God had saved him and transformed him. As I always say when I describe Paul, that the persecutor became the persecuted. And what a man Paul was. But he gave his testimony. I'm struck by the time he gave it before King Agrippa, when he was arrested, and King Agrippa and his wife Bernice came with great pomp and circumstance, and he was asked to give his, he was questioned by King Agrippa. You read it in Acts chapter 25 and 26. I won't read it now because I'm aware of time, and this is one scripture I want to turn to as a close in a minute. But he stood before King Agrippa and Queen Bernice. All the pomp and circumstance was there. And in Acts chapter 25, 26, you read it through, where again he gives his testimony. And Agrippa was so struck by it that he said, Paul, do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to become a Christian? See, that was Paul's heart. He was sharing, he told his story, how he persecuted the church, how he became the persecuted. But Agrippa knew that the challenge was there. People are challenged by by your testimony. And I'll tell you why. Like they did around that dinner table at that wedding reception, people can argue theology with you. But one thing they cannot argue against is your experience. They cannot argue against your experience because that is something that you've gone through. No one, someone can argue with me about whether God exists and 100 questions they can argue with, but one thing they cannot deny me is what God has done in my life. They can't say, that's wrong, he hasn't done that, because it's something that is personal to me. And that's why we should always be ready and prepared to share our testimony, because you never know when that opportunity is going to come. So when King Agrippa said, Paul, do you think in such a short time that you can persuade me to become a Christian? Paul said, not only you, King Agrippa, but everyone here, I wish that you were as I am, except for these chains. Because he was under arrest, he was in chains. So the challenge was given out through his testimony. And I want to finish off. You tend to John chapter, if you've got your Bibles, I had a number of scriptures, but I just want to, for a number of years I've been struck by the story of the Jesus with the woman at the well, the woman of Samaria, in John chapter 4. You know the story of the woman at the well? Jesus had been gone to the well. The disciples had gone off to get food, and Jesus started talking to the woman. Now, that was unusual for a couple of reasons. One, Jesus was talking to a woman, which was against polite society in that day. And also, as the woman herself pointed out, she was a Samaritan and Jesus was a Jew. And he says, you know, we don't talk to each other. But Jesus broke through all those barriers and talked about living water. You know the story. And this woman said, you know, give me some of this living water. She wasn't thinking in spiritual terms. She was thinking of it so that I won't have to keep coming back to the well here. Now, if you pick up the story in John chapter 4, it says, then leaving the water jar, the woman went back to the town and said to the people, come, see a man who told me everything that I've ever done. Could this be the Messiah? They came out of town and made their way towards him. Now, what Jesus said to the woman, if you remember, that she had, go and get your husband. And the woman said, I haven't got a husband. Jesus said, you're right. He said, you know, in fact, you've had 5 husbands, and the man you're living now isn't your husband. He said, I perceive that you're a prophet. And so with that, she went back into the town and told the house, could this be the Messiah? And they went out to him, right? Then Jesus had a little conversation with his disciples. And if you pick the story again, further down in verse 39, we read these verses, and this is the point. He says, many of the Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. He told me everything I've ever done. So when the Samaritans came to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed 2 days. And because of his words, many became believers. They said to the woman, we no longer believe just because of what you said. Now we have heard him for ourselves, and we know that this man really is the savior of the world. So let's look what this woman did. She went back and told the town, everyone in the town, could this man be the Messiah? He's told me everything that he's done. So immediately, their interest was raised. And so they went out to Jesus, and they listened to Jesus. As a result of listening to Jesus, they put their trust in him. Now, notice what they said to the woman. We no longer believe just because of what you've said. Now we have heard Jesus ourselves. Now we believe he really is the savior of the world. You see, what her testimony did was open them up to the gospel. Now, your testimony will not save anybody. Only the Holy Spirit working through the gospel message, you know. Paul said, didn't he, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation for all who believe. The power is in the gospel. But this woman's testimony, she went back to the town. And remember, this was a Samaritan town. But because of her testimony, people responded to that. They weren't saved because of her, but they went out to see what she was talking about, to meet this man that she talked about. And what happened then was that they heard Jesus himself. And when they heard Jesus, they put their trust in him as their savior. And that is the importance of your testimony. Your testimony can open up people to the gospel. This is what Jesus has done for me. And when you share what God has done for you, the work of Jesus in your life, we're talking here, I know I'm talking primarily here about salvation, but it can be about anything this. But we take it about salvation, you know. This is what Jesus has done. This woman, this man told me, you know, he wouldn't have known I had 5 husbands, and the man I'm living now isn't my husband. He's a prophet, right? And it aroused their interest. So he went out to him, and she told them all about what he'd said, what Jesus said to her, and that opened them up to the gospel. And then they went out to Jesus, they heard the gospel through Jesus, and they believed. That's how powerful your testimony can be. That's how powerful. As we share the gospel, the problem is lots of Christians, we hold it in. We're not only shy to get up here and speak in public and share our testimony, but we're fearful of sharing it in the workplace or in the family or whatever. So putting that first verse together again, always be ready to give the reason for the hope that you have to everybody who asks. You never know when that happens, but when it happens, be ready to share your testimony. You don't have to know the Bible inside out, because to testify just means to tell the truth. If you see a road accident and you're asked to testify in court, you don't have to go studying or anything like that before you go into court. All you have to do is, this is what I saw. This is the truth. I'm testifying to what I saw. And that's all we do with our testimonies. All we do is say, this is what Jesus has done for me. This is how Jesus changed my life. This is the peace that God's given me. This is the hope I have in him. I know that when I die, I'm going to go to heaven. Because people's number one fear is the fear of death. But death has been defeated. The last enemy has been defeated through Jesus. The fear of death is gone. I know I have eternal life in heaven. People connect. I was in a mess. I was fearful of death. I was wondering, why am I here? Where did I come from? Why am I here? Where am I going? What happens when we die? And your testimony opens people up. Say, I need to know more of this. Then they come to church with you, or if you're able to, you bring the gospel, because it's the gospel that saves, and say, we no longer just believe because of what you told us about yourself. Now we've met Jesus ourselves, we know he's the savior of the world. That's the power of our testimonies. Amen.